The Moscow meeting had been framed in advance as largely a strategy session in the international confrontation over Iran's nuclear program. But Israel's incursion into Gaza became a major agenda item, with the eight ministers issuing a joint call on Palestinians to secure the release of the kidnapped soldier and for Israel to show restraint and avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. At a press appearance with her G8 colleagues, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said while the current crisis began as a terrorist act, it is important that all parties act responsibly so that civilians do not suffer and possibilities for peace in the region will be preserved.
This crisis, of course, just underscores the need to have all parties, all Palestinian parties, work for an end to terrorist activities. We also called on the Palestinian government and other parties to secure the release of the Israeli soldier. And we are asking Israel to exercise restraint in this circumstance.
Officials here said Rice led U.S. diplomacy on the issue with telephone calls from Moscow Thursday to Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni and Egyptian Intelligence Chief Omar Suleiman, who has close ties with Palestinian leaders of various factions in Gaza. At a news briefing, State Department Deputy Spokesman Adam Erley declined to give details of U.S. diplomatic contacts and would not say if U.S. appeals were a factor in an apparent Israeli decision Thursday to delay a planned ground invasion of northern Gaza. Erley did say the United States and its G8 partners have particular concerns about Israel's detention in Gaza of more than 60 members of Hamas, including several legislators and government ministers. But he made clear the Bush administration blames Hamas for the crisis, and he said it sees no distinction between the organization's political leadership in Gaza and the West Bank and its military wing in Syria, which was said to have been behind the soldiers' abduction.
People try to make those distinctions and talk about that nuance, but, you know, the fact of the matter is Hamas is Hamas is Hamas, and the leadership of Hamas, whether they're in Gaza or whether they're in Damascus or whether they're in the West Bank, has to answer for the actions of their members.
Erley said the Syrian government has relations with Hamas elements and as such is definitely a party to the current crisis and has a responsibility to help bring it to a conclusion. The United States has long pressed Syria to expel so-called rejectionist Palestinian elements from Damascus, where Hamas military chief Khaled Mashal has been openly operating for several years. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.